out of getting my money to buy my winter's clothes and everything. Was picking cotton, he'd give us 2 cents a pound for picking it. And we'd have to chop it out. You got to go in there and he'd go get the fertilizer when he'd have his seed ready to get the ground ready and plant his seed in there.
What are you doing when you chop it out?
You take a hole and a curve, in other words, some people call it blocking. You see, you have maybe about two stalks of cotton here, and then you take the hole, which would be about that wide, mm-hmm. about 6 inches wide, mm-hmm. maybe eight.
Yeah.
And then you would block out between these others, and that gives these others space to spread, you see, as they grow up and mature
mm-hmm.
into a cotton stalk to its full value of growth.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you crowd them, you're not going to have much of a cotton crop.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to give them room to expand and to spread out.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, well, then they have got plenty of room to come up about their bowls and everything. Because they get to touching too much, and the bowls are allowed to touch one another, windy weather, it tears them up.
Oh, and then when they're torn up, what, they collect dirt?
You collect dirt, get down on the ground, almost mess you up, see your life. Right after rain, you know, when the cotton's out there, it's ready, just to hang it down just like that, we all down this long stick. But the prettiest cotton patch that I've seen, one morning when I was to pick, I can remember it. I was about between 9 and a half, I guess, about like that, and nearly 10 years old. We went out one day to pick cotton, and the sun had kind of dried it off. You know, we hadn't had no rain yet on that particular day to pick cotton
mm-hmm.
on the bowl that had opened out.
Mm-hmm.
And now they were this is so pretty, just reaching out, you know, like that, and just pick them right out of there. And if it wasn't, if you didn't notice them going in after that cotton, you see the end of them bowls is just as sharp as needles. And you going out again, if you ain't careful, you're going to stick them right in the end of your finger.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got sore fingers over it. Yeah, man, I've done all that kind of work.
What do you call the grass that grows in a cotton field that you don't want, you know, you don't want to grow there?
Well, you call that the wild stuff that you get out of there. You don't need it. You don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
That's get the filth out of the cotton.
Okay. Cotton and corn usually grown in a what?
In a field, in big fields.
Okay, and tobacco's grown
in big fields.
Okay. What things would you say were grown in a patch? I mean, what's the difference?
Strawberries. Well, I have heard cotton and called a cotton patch or a cotton field.
Mm-hmm.
But the most things that you describe as a patch is a berry field, berry patch.
Mm-hmm.
But most terms usually for cotton is a cotton field, and for berries is a berry patch.
Mm-hmm.
But I hardly frequently ever heard them called berry field, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And different varieties of berries, and we always call them the berry patch. I mean, that's a slang you've always heard for it.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard anything else for the berries.
Uh-huh. What kind of fences do you have around the yards and the garden?
Well now, you take back in earlier days, they had the old, I forget what kind of fence you want to call it, the old rail fence.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was, they would come in 10-foot length. And the old picket fence.
Could you describe how each one is made?
Yeah. You will split those rails out, and generally they're wider at the back of them, and they taper off on this side up over here.
Mm-hmm.
The back of them is wide, and the